I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, March 26th. The MBTA says they're making progress on upgrading the signal system on a portion of the Red Line that was damaged in a derailment that occurred back in 2019. The third phase of a four-phase project began yesterday to modernize the signals just north of the JFK UMass station after the first two phases were completed ahead of schedule. A testing of the new system began in February, and officials say over 1,200 tests are needed before the system is fully operational. For the next 2 weeks during Phase 3, riders on the Braintree branch of the Red Line will need to transfer to an Alewife Ashmont train to continue past JFK UMass beginning at 8 p.m. to the end of service. Phase 4 is expected to begin on April 9th and last about 2 weeks. The T is also expecting three-day Red Line service suspensions in late spring, early summer on the weekends to complete final work. The city of Quincy has honored local car dealership owner Dan Quirk. During a ceremony at City Hall yesterday, Mayor Thomas Koch presented Quirk with the John Hancock Marquette statuette. The award recognizes Quirk's business achievements and donations to the city that the mayor says have had a lasting impact on education, health and wellness initiatives, and community celebrations. For many years, Quirk has funded the Quincy Flag Day fireworks display. He donated a vehicle to the South Shore YMCA for food deliveries during the pandemic. It most recently allowed his property at the Quincy Shipyard to be used as a snow farm so the city could clear snow from schools and other areas after the blizzard. The award reflects John Hancock's leadership and enterprise that helped shape the nation and the local economy. Koch says the honor celebrates individuals such as Quirk who demonstrate entrepreneurial excellence alongside a deep commitment to community. Quirk was surrounded by his family as he received the award in the Great Hall at City Hall. A man who worked for the U.S. Department of Energy has pleaded guilty to trying to bribe a government employee to secure government contracts for his private company. 35-year-old Edward Doherty of Weymouth and Washington, D.C., pleaded guilty in federal court yesterday to fraud charges. A judge scheduled sentencing for July 8th. He faces decades in prison and hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. Doherty worked as a security specialist for the Department of Energy until he agreed to participate in the deferred resignation program in February of last year. In November of 2024, just before he began working with the Department of Energy, Doherty founded MAE Systems LLC in Massachusetts. In February of 25, prosecutors say Doherty offered a Department of Energy employee money in exchange for that employee ensuring that his company receives Department of Energy contracts. The Department of Energy employee then reported the incident to law enforcement. Between February and June of 25, Doherty was recorded offering to pay that employee at least $10,000 in exchange for the employee awarding a Department of Energy contract to Doherty's company. In June of last year, Doherty made two down payments on the bribe, totaling $2,500 to that employee. Well, excitement is building at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, where Brazil and France will play in an exhibition match ahead of this year's World Cup. Although the international tournament doesn't start until June, state officials are using today's game as a trial run for their safety plans. Foxborough will host seven total World Cup games and are expecting people to come from far and wide. Governor Healey said 70 agencies are involved in planning and public safety for the games. The state also has $67 million in federal funding to go toward World Cup security. The MBTA will run four event trains. MassDOT's Undersecretary Jonathan Gulliver said road restrictions around the stadium will be in place starting at 10 o'clock this morning and run through 8 o'clock tonight. Massachusetts Public Health Director Robbie Goldstein said that they've been bracing for the millions headed here this summer. Goldstein said there are plans in place to tackle everything from heat-related illnesses to infectious diseases. The match between Brazil and France will begin today at 4 p.m. The Massachusetts House passing a reform bill aimed at bolstering protections for immigrants yesterday. The 134-21 vote, mostly along party lines, to pass the PROTECT Act came in response to heightened federal civil and criminal immigration enforcement actions that have stoked fears across the country. The bill bans civil immigration arrests in courthouses unless an arresting officer has proper documentation from a judge, justice, or magistrate showing the person they're seeking to arrest is the subject of a warrant or order authorizing the arrest. It also bars law enforcement officials from asking about the immigration status of potential detainees, witnesses, and victims. Employers must also give workers 48 hours notice after ICE alerts them to a planned inspection of employment eligibility verification forms. The bill maintains the state's only agreement between the Department of Correction and ICE and creates a narrow pathway for other law enforcement agencies to execute similar contracts that deputize local officers to carry out federal immigration duties. And the bill gives the governor authority to further restrict where immigration enforcement actions can take place on state property. The House plans to hold an informal session today. The Boston Marathon is a symbol of strength, but for many, it also holds deep pain. Bombs went off at the finish line on April 15, 2013. The youngest victim, Martin Richard, was just 8 years old when he was killed. His memory continues to fuel action. In this case, 75,000 square feet of space for kids in Dorchester. The Fieldhouse Plus on Morrissey Boulevard will bring recreational space to the community, expanding access to athletics, education, and wellness programs. It will be the city's only indoor recreational space for young children of all abilities and had its groundbreaking soon. Drew Carter, the play-by-play commentator for the Boston Celtics, is running the Boston Marathon and raising money to support the project. Carter says that it honors Martin Richard in a way that helps people. There is a big shakeup happening at the top of the Boston skyline, not even 3 years after a major revamp was unveiled. The Prudential Center's upper floors are undergoing a change in concept, with the closure of the bar and restaurant at the Sky High attraction. Instead, View Boston's operator says that it will be focusing on hosting private events in that space, of which it says there is an increasing business. The closure of the Beacon Bistro and Stratus will be official on April 21st, meaning over 70 layoffs between full and part-time staff. Still, it appears that members of the public will be able to buy tickets to experience the observatory, just without the food or drink offerings. In the coming months, Legends Global promises more announcements about new offerings and new guest experiences, but what those be remains unclear. The Quincy, North Quincy Varsity and Junior Varsity Jazz Ensemble continues its winning ways. The Varsity Ensemble won a silver medal and two Ensemble MVP awards at the state finals held in Norwood earlier this month. The win comes after both groups won silver and gold medals at the Massachusetts Association for Jazz Education Northeast District Competition earlier this month in Reading. The fifth annual All-City Jazz Concert will be held on May 21st at 6 p.m. in the auditorium at North Quincy High School. The All-City Middle School Jazz Ensemble will perform along with the JV and varsity ensembles, and all are welcome to attend. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are higher. The Dow was up 305. The NASDAQ rose 167. And the S&P added 35. Asian stocks were mostly lower. The dollar fell. The euro was up, and oil at $98 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins beat the Sabres 4-3 in overtime. They will host the Wilds Saturday at 5 p.m. Celtics beat the Thunder 119-109. They're hosting Atlanta tomorrow night at 7:30. And play ball, Red Sox are in Cincinnati for the Reds' home opener at 4:10 this afternoon. Forecast from the National Weather Service is calling for some showers around this morning and a mild day with highs in the mid-60s, partly cloudy tonight, low of 40. Tomorrow, morning clouds, and then some afternoon sun, high of 48. Saturday, mostly cloudy and cool with a high only 36. Sunday, partly cloudy, high 46. For the Boater, waves 2 feet, southwesterly winds 15 to 20, gusting to 25 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect. High tide 6:43 p.m. Sunrise 6:36, sets at 7:03. And a traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open at 9 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, March 26th.